Good morning and happy 4th of July to you. Hurricane Arthur expected to move north and east well of the Atlantic seaboard after making landfall in North Carolina overnight, having no effects on our area as it races up the coast and away. However, an area of enhanced moisture coverage has been set up across the area, stretching northeastward from New Jersey into central Massachusetts. This region of convergence will interact with the cold front that is moving through as it stalls along the eastern seaboard, helping to steer that hurricane further offshore. Rain showers and perhaps a rumble of thunder will last much of the morning across portions of the Mid-Hudson Valley. Hurricane Arthur will then race up the eastern seaboard, dragging in cooler and less humid air behind it and pulling it into our region as we head throughout the day today. Any lingering showers should end by later this afternoon, allowing for dry weather and decreasing clouds to end the 4th of July. High pressure will then build across the region for the weekend, allowing for another beautiful and dry weekend across the region with mostly sunny skies. That will be our sixth rain-free weekend in a row. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of eastern North Dakota and into northwest Minnesota this afternoon and evening. Severe thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and evening across parts of northeastern North Dakota and into northwest Minnesota, as strong winds and hail will be the main threat, but a tornado or two is also possible. Isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms are expected southward across the central plains, where a few strong winds gusts and hail will be possible during the afternoon and evening as well. Additional strong wind gusts will be possible across parts of southern Arizona with some afternoon storms. Here's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. As of 4 a.m., Category 2 Hurricane Arthur has reached the northern Outer Banks of North Carolina. The storm is centered at 35.8 degrees north and 75.6 degrees west, about 40 miles north of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and about 10 miles southeast of Manteo, North Carolina. Arthur is moving toward the northeast near 22 miles an hour, and this motion is expected to continue with an increase in forward speed during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Arthur will move over the northern Outer Banks, then offshore during the next few hours. Arthur will pass southeast of New England later today or tonight and be near or over western Nova Scotia by early on Saturday. Arthur is a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds near 100 miles an hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected during the next few hours. However, Arthur is expected to begin weakening later today and become post-tropical tonight or tomorrow. Hurricane force winds extend outward of 40 miles from the center of the storm, and tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 150 miles from the center. Minimum central pressure based on data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is 973 millibars or 28.73 inches. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California on Thursday to a low Thursday morning of 34 degrees at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and storms after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, highs near 80 degrees. In Boston, showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms could produce heavy rain, areas of fog this morning, highs near 80. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of sprinkles this morning, mostly cloudy, then becoming gradually sunny with a high in the low 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 104 set in 1911. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1971. Sunrise and sunset data for today, Independence Day 2014. Sunrise at 5:22 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. For tomorrow, July the 5th, sunrise at 5:23 a.m., sunset at 8:36 p.m. Here are the latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the morning, along with some patchy fog. Cooler with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler with lows near 50 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, showers likely, then partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon, cooler, still kind of humid with highs in the middle 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler and comfortable with temperatures in the low 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy, showers likely this morning along with patchy fog, cooler with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy with showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon, cooler with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the middle 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 80, mostly sunny Sunday, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Monday, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. And for Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the low and mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.